You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Stay tuned for Randy McElligott with In Transition. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, I'd like to send this show out to my mother, who is celebrating her birthday. And on that note, I'd like to start off with a 1948 recording with the Nat King Cole Trio. And this is a composition entitled My Mother Told Me.
My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me never trust a woman's kiss. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. She took me on the side and said, don't be no fool. When a woman lips are warm, son, you better play it cool. My mother told me there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss. The first time that I met you, you didn't have a cent. I had to buy you dinner, and then I paid you rent. I took you cabaret and bought you fancy clothes, and you kept saying, Daddy, won't you buy me some of those? But now I'm on the outside, the lock is on the door. Since I spent all my money, honey, you say you don't want me anymore. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss.
That was music from the great Nat King Cole on CHUO FM 89.1. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And that was recorded for Capitol back in 1948. And that one goes out to my mother, who's celebrating her birthday today. And this show is dedicated to her. And I'm going to be playing some more songs having to deal with mothers in just a little while. But what I'd like to play for you now, it's some music from a trumpet player that was here this summer at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. His name is Chase Sanborn. And in 2000, he released an album entitled Sweet and Low. And performing on this album is Guido Basso. Carol McCartney takes a vocal on a couple of tracks. Mark Eisenman's on piano, Rob Pilch on guitar, Pat Collins on bass, and Barry Elms on some selections is on drums. We're going to listen to a beautiful composition entitled This Lullaby.
Thank you.
is such a beautiful piece. That was Chase Sanborn with this lullaby from his album Sweet and Low. And one of the things that I'm rather excited about is there's going to be a musician appearing in Ottawa in December, actually December the 4th. And to my knowledge, he has never appeared here before. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that will be anxious to take this concert in. Cyrus Chestnut will be appearing at the Library and Archives Canada at 395 Wellington Street. And if you'd like to inquire about picking up tickets, you can call 241-2633, 241-2633. Now, Cyrus has a new album out entitled You Are My Sunshine, and it's on the Warner Brothers label, featuring Michael Hawkins on bass and drummer Neil Smith. We're going to listen to, I love this piece, and I love the title. For any of you out there who remember the old TV show Flipper from the 1960s, I think, I'm not quite sure, but I think that Cyrus had that show in mind when he wrote this song. It's simply entitled Flipper. Coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, you're listening to In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott. I tell you, the sparks are flying this afternoon with music like that. That was Chris Washburn and the Scioto's Band from their third album on the Jazz Heads label entitled Paradise in Trouble. And we just heard a great composition called She's Dirty as a Boy. And we're going to hear more from this band in just a few minutes. I'll just give you a little background on Chris. Based in New York City, he's the founder and director of the Louis Armstrong Jazz Performance Program and has an assistant professor of music at Columbia University. Washburn lives a frenetic performing life regularly with the Scioto's Band and at least three times a week at a wide range of venues, including the Lower East Side's Neuroican Poets Cafe, Midtown's B.B. King's Blues Club, and Uptown's Jazz Club Smoke. Now, besides all of this, he teaches in the jazz department of the New School and participates in educational programming at Carnegie Hall. The New York attitude we bring to the music, Washburn explains, comes from knowing that I can leave my apartment and without traveling more than five blocks, I can meet people from all over the world. I can taste their food and hear their music, and that's the deal that embodies my experience. Well, let me tell you, he really rattles and rolls when he gets cooking, and we're going to hear more from this album, like I said, in just a few minutes. But for now, we're going to change the pace a little and listen to some Walt Weisskopf from his album Song for My Mother. Now, many years ago, Horace Silver wrote a song called Song for My Father, so I think that Walt took that idea a step further with this beautiful composition. The album was released on the Criss Cross label out of Holland, I believe. Yep, out of Holland. And we're going to hear that. And then after, we're going to listen to some music from Lex Valk, a beautiful album called Faces of the Bass. And if you're a bassist, I think you'll really enjoy what Lex has put together. But before we get to all that, here's Walt Weisskopf and his Nonette with Song for My Mother. Thank you. That was music from Walt Weisskopf from his album Song for My Mother. We just heard the title track. Some beautiful music there from the Walt Weisskopf Nonet. And those of you who may remember, a few years ago, Walt played here in Ottawa as part of the Rini Rosnes group. And I think he added quite a bit to the sound of the concert that she gave that particular year. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. And this afternoon, I'm celebrating the birthday of my mother. And we're going to continue now with Lex Volk, a bassist from the States. From his brand new album, Faces of the Bass, this is 117 Special. That was music from Lex Volk and 117 Special, written by the great bassist Ron Carter. One of the hottest pianists on the jazz scene today, not only today, but like of all time, I think, is Michel Camilo. And Michel studied for 13 years at the National Conservatory in his native Dominican Republic, where he also became a member of the National Symphony Orchestra at the young age of 16. A decade later, in 1979, he moved to New York and he studied at the Juilliard School of Music. Now, Camilo's Latin heritage and classical training merged together on his latest CD entitled Live at the Blue Note, and this album really cooks. This album was released on the Telarc label, and it also features a Cuban rhythm section accompanying Camilo. It's exciting music, to say the least. So I chose a composition called See You Later. Now, this was a piece that was commissioned by and first performed at the 2002 San Francisco Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
That was music from pianist extraordinaire Michel Camilo from his brand new live album recorded at the Blue Note. And we just heard See You Later. And I forgot to mention earlier who the rest of the trio comprises. We have Charles Flores on bass, and on drums, Horacio El Negro Hernandez. Sounds like a boxer's name, but actually he was boxing with the Skins quite well there on that last piece. What a drummer, and what a session. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Let's get back to some more music now from Chris Washburn and the Scioto's Band. And I'm going to fill you in on a little more of what this man has been up to over the past few years. Now, he says that we play Latin jazz with a New York attitude, says Washburn, trombonist and leader of the All-Star Group, which has played together for over 9 years. The band features many musicians and has played with some of the best in the salsa world, including Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, Eddie Palmieri, Arturo Sandoval, Mark Anthony, Gloria Estefan, and even Ruben Blades. He has also worked with musicians ranging from Roscoe Mitchell to Celine Dion, Gunther Schiller, John Cale, David Byrne, and Baba Olatunji. Now talk about a walk around the block. This man has been like everywhere. He's got a resume that's absolutely incredible to look at. His range of playing and his range of musical exercises and musical opportunities certainly reads like a who's who. So let's get back to the music and listen to some more music from this excellent new release from Chris entitled Paris in Trouble, Paradise in Trouble, rather. And we're going to listen to Whatever You Want from Me. We'll be right back. Well, there you have it. More music from Chris Washburn and the Scioto's Band. And we just heard a composition entitled Whatever You Want From Me. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And I hope you're enjoying the music this afternoon. Lots of music to listen to and lots of music to play. And it's always my pleasure to try and tickle your ears in some little way that I can introduce you to the music and maybe stimulate your interest in what we call jazz. I'm going to play for you now some music from a vocalist that I'm not too familiar with. Her name is Jackie Ryan. Now, she's a singer who is fluent in English, Italian, French, Spanish, and Portuguese. Now, Jackie Ryan has no trouble traversing ballads, boleros, bebop, even swing, sambas, and gospel. She'll do it all. Now, we're going to listen to a track from her brand new album, This Heart of Mine. Now, this album features two of the greats in jazz, Ernie Watts and Toots Thielemans, are featured on this album. We're going to hear her version of East of the Sun, and this features Leonard Thompson on piano. Now, producer Tio Macero, those of you who don't know who Tio is, produced some of the greatest albums in jazz when he produced Miles Davis back in the late 50s and 60s. Tio has this to say about Jackie Ryan. She has it all, style, control, pitch, and a wonderful sense of rhythm.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We live in a lovely way, living on love in the pale moonlight. Just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars, we'll find a harmony of light to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Living on love in the pale moonlight. Just you and I forever and a day, yeah, yeah. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west. The thank you. forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon.
From a new album, This Heart of Mine, that was Jackie Ryan with East of the Sun. Here's some music from a bassist you don't hear much of these days. I guess it's because he's too busy performing and writing music and recording. Avery Sharp is his name. And in 1994, Avery recorded, I think, one of his nicest albums. It's entitled Extended Family. And when you open the album, there's a picture of his mother and father from 1943. And I chose one of the songs on this album is going to go out to my mom, being her birthday. And it's a beautiful composition of his entitled A Little Prayer for Mom. That was music from Avery Sharp from his album Extended Family, and we just heard A Little Prayer for Mum, featuring Joe Ford on sax, and he was really wailing on that last number. Mark Pericelli on piano, and Ronnie Burridge on drums. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO. My name is Randy McElligott. What I'm about to play for you next is very, very special, and I'm wondering if this is indicative of how the music business is going, because I'm telling you, if it is, it could lead to a lot of excitement, to say the least. I'm going to play for you a recording by a gentleman who was only 11 years old. Now, his name is Matt Savage. He's put together the Matt Savage Trio, which has been featured on the Today Show and also in People magazine. He opened for Oscar Peterson and played at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. He also signed an endorsement deal with Bösendorfer Pianos, and he also has his own label, Savage Records. So the men in Savage's rhythm section, bassist John Funkhauser and drummer Steve Silverstein, are both old enough to be his father. But you know, on the trio's latest CD, Chasing Your Tail, they play with childlike energy. And we're going to hear a track written by this young talent, Matt Savage. Firecracker was written by Matt, but it hardly sounds like a composition by an 11-year-old.
Thank you.
Following in the footsteps of Harry Carney Connick Jr.? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that one. That was the Matt Savage Trio. Matt Savage is only 11 years old, and we heard a composition written by him, Firecracker. I'm going to play for you now some music from someone who I've been communicating with on and off for the past few years, drummer Alphonse Mouzon, who lives in Northern California. And I don't think the recent fires that they've been getting down there has gone to his neck of the woods. But Alphonse is a musician who has performed for many, many years with the likes of Larry Coryell, Weather Report, and many other bands. This is from his album Morning Sun. It's a re-release on his album, on his label, Tenacious Records. And this song features Lee Ritenour on guitar, and it's entitled To Mum With Love. From 1981, music from drummer Alphonse Mouzon with Tamum with Love. And that's from his album Morning Sun. Dede Jackson is a pianist of note. He's originally from the Kanata area and currently residing in New York. And he's been making waves for the past few years, not only on the New York scene, but internationally as well. He writes an article in Downbeat magazine from time to time, and he's in the middle of creating a suite of music called, I believe it's called Quebecite. I'm not quite sure on that, but he has his hands in a lot of pies, so to speak. And one of them is his brand new album, and it's entitled Suite for New York on Just in Time Records. It's a moving tribute to the great city that he now lives in, writes in, and performs in. And we're going to hear, I love this piece. It's entitled BQE, Dede Jackson on In Transition.
Thank you.
Wow, that was part of his suite for New York, and we just heard BQE, Dee Dee Jackson on piano, and some blistering playing from the rest of the band. I can't believe what they were able to squeeze into that four-minute segment there, and if that's any indication of what the rest of the album is like, wow, it certainly is worth a listen. That was from, again, I'll mention the album Suite for New York by Dee Dee Jackson. Here's some music by another fine musician who I believe is currently residing in the southern part of the States, Tony Campisi, who I believe lives in the Texas area. I'm not quite sure where. I believe it's around the Austin area. This is from his album Ballads, Blues, and Bebop, and we're going to hear The Mother Song. That was written by Eric Avinger, and it's called The Mother Song, performed by Tony Campisi from his album Ballads, Blues, and Bebop, recorded for Heart Music out of Austin, Texas. I think it was back in the mid-90s. And I'm not sure where that label went, if they're still recording albums or what they're quite up to these days. Let's take one more listen to the Chris Washburn and the Scioto's Band new album, Paradise in Trouble. And we're going to listen to something called Jazzy. Well, there you have it, music from Chris Washburn and the Scioto's Band, Paradise in Trouble, and we just heard Jazzy. I'm going to play for you some music from Chip Shelton. You don't hear, again, another musician you don't hear much from these days. This is from his album Three Flutes Up, and it's another song that I like to send out to my mom on her birthday. It was written by Chip Shelton, and it's entitled Mother, Son, Love Endures. That was music from Chip Shelton and the beautiful mother-son Love Endures. I'm Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from pianist David Benoit from his GRP album Right Here, Right Now, and Swingin' Waikiki. Thank you. You're listening to the music of Hilton Ruiz on CHUO FM 89.1. That was music from Hilton Ruiz with a great number entitled Home Cookin', and he was really cooking on that number. Before that, we heard some music from Yellow Jackets and their album Times Squared. We heard Monk's Habit, a tribute to Thelonious Monk. We're going to go out this afternoon with a great Chuchu Valdez from his album New Conceptions and Nanu. Thank you. That was music from the beautiful Chucho Valdez, Cuban pianist with not only much skill, but a lot of feeling. And I think that that's what I've always loved about his playing. And I know that he got that from his father, who is still performing. And I believe he's still living over in Europe. As for Chucho, I'm not sure if he's in Miami or if he's in Cuba. Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you'll join me next week for some more jazz. In the meantime, have a nice week. And don't forget that coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great one, and happy birthday, Mom. Bye for now.